having written is very pleasurable. If you've written something good in the past, it feels great. In the moment of writing, I personally find it really, really hard, which makes me wonder why I keep trying to be a writer. Mm-hmm. But it's because once it's written, it feels great.
Sean Pryor had been a journalist for nearly 30 years. She also teaches writing and is the author of Shy, a memoir, which was published in 2014. She talked with us about the methods she used to write her first book and how they're different from the process of writing articles for newspapers. With the word, Sean Pryor.
When I decided to write a book about shyness, I realized that I needed to find out a whole lot of things. I needed to do some really solid research. So I spent time online, I spent time in libraries, and I just sort of followed my nose in a journalistic way, really. So I found out about what psychologists think shyness is, and then I looked into the temperament aspects, that shyness is a temperament trait that manifests as social anxiety. And then I started thinking about my own experiences of shyness, and that led me down other areas of research. So embarrassment, I thought, oh, well, shyness has made me feel embarrassed. So I went looking for books on embarrassment. So I did probably about a year of research, taking lots and lots of notes, but not actually doing much writing of the memoir. After that first year, I thought, okay, now it's time to put the things together. So what I ended up doing was weaving together a mix of my own anecdotal experiences, memories I had of feeling terribly shy and how I thought shyness had impacted on my life, with the information I had since then gleaned through my research, and using that research to try and make sense of those memories. So gradually it seemed to come together as a hybrid memoir / self-help book, because I was talking about myself, my own memories, obviously that's memoir, but then I was weaving together these bits of information. I then enrolled in a master's, which I converted to a PhD, so I then had the added input of a PhD supervisor who became my mentor, who suggested other areas of possible research. So there were various authors and sort of sociological theories that I then included in the book, which had come from that process. So it was quite a mixed up methodology. And I suppose, in between all of what sounds like a very logical process, there was a whole lot of less logical, more, I'd say, serendipitous things. You know, I'd be sitting on a tram and I'd notice people doing something or saying something, and I'd pull out the notebook and I'd write notes. So I had several small notebooks full of notes and asterisks and things of things that I thought, oh, I better include that in the book somehow.
Now that we know a little bit more about her process to write a memoir, let's see what Sean Pryor thinks about writing articles for newspapers.
At the moment, I do a monthly 400-word column for the Sunday Age. And I used to do a weekly column for the Age 10 years ago, and I found that really quite challenging to try and find something interesting to say for a personal column every week. And by the end of 3 years of doing that, I had completely run out of things to say. But once a month is perfect for me, because I will have at least one, what I think is a good idea per month. And usually it's something that happens or something that I observe that affects me emotionally in some way. So, for example, the one I've just finished writing, which has to be filed at the end of this week, is about asylum seekers. Specifically, it's about noticing that the arts are full of stories about asylum seekers at the moment. Cinema, theatre, television, live art. Everywhere I look, I feel like I'm seeing stories about asylum seekers. And once I'd started noticing that, I started taking notes and really, trying to really notice it. Everything that came to me on the email that was anything to do with this, I would put it in a file. So I ended up with a page-long list of things that I had noticed in the last few weeks. And then I just, sat down and wrote that into a column which basically argues that the arts can function as a kind of warning that something's wrong, something needs to be done.
This was our podcast with Sean Pryor. Thank you for listening.